Yeah, I'm the first torchbearer of the day. I'm getting my torch lit by the lantern, apparently.
Yeah, you are indeed. I mean, what a really proud moment. You were telling me your wife, your children all coming down later, but the very first torchbearer of the day, to run through Caversham, hand over, I think, this side of the bridge, must be a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I'm amazed that I'm actually here, to be honest. The turnout's brilliant. There's loads of people here. I'm just waiting for my wife to arrive at the moment. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
You say that you're amazed that you're here. You're here for a reason, Lee, because I'm just looking at some of the details about you. You are a police officer, and tell me a couple of incidents that previously happened. I think 2 or 3 years ago, you saved a gentleman's life for starters. That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's something I did a little while ago. A gentleman was on the IDR over the motorway bit of Reading, and he was in a little bit of a state, and he was going to throw himself off. And I was off duty, drove round, and tried to talk to him, but he didn't want to talk to me. He was just about to throw himself off, so I decided to go and grab him and drag him back on the right side of the bridge.
Good for you. And another incident as well. You tackled a gentleman with a Samurai sword, I believe.
Yeah, there's a guy with a samurai sword, a domestic situation, and I went into the house, negotiated with him for a little while, and managed to get the sword off of him and get the baby out of the house. So yeah, it's quite a stressful environment to be in.
Stressful environment. You should have done my job yesterday, Lee, let me tell you. Listen, I spoke to Sir Steve Redgrave yesterday morning. I spoke to Frankie Dettori in the afternoon. Both of those great athletes, they said they were nervous. Did you have a sleep this night?
Very sleepless night. I was working in the stadium last night for the actual torchbearing event, so a late finish there, and then a very early start here, so no sleep at all, to be honest.